playing with an idea for a side hustle, but just don't have the time to do it? Well, with Wix, you get the freedom to build a successful side business online while keeping your other priorities front and center. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? Our chat-based AI can guide you through the process, creating a website that's as unique as you are, no matter what your field. From starting your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, go to Wix.com to get started.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Well, I saw, you know.
We're already giggling.
I'm like the internet, right? Everybody's got a funny meme these days. So this was just a photograph somebody had put up, and you know, everybody's kind of decorating for autumn and Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And pumpkins are out and everything. Well, this just had in huge, big block kind of letters. It just said 2020.
Okay.
And then there was a sign next to it that said, "That was the scariest thing I could find."
That's hilarious. And so true. Truer words have not been spoken.
It's actually really true. And I appreciate that more than some of the other really scary stuff.
For sure.
That people put out. But yeah. Man, you know, it is fun to see people's
poking fun to this crappy year. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. But,
you know, pumpkins are expensive. Like, especially when you start stacking them, like, it's really popular.
Right? And I mean, they look so cute when you get the, like, Cinderella style that sits well on top of each other. And if you got to have three or four or six.
You got to have some small ones and some gourds. And then you need some hay bales to set it all on. And
all of a sudden you're like, well, I wasn't planning on dropping $100, $150.
Yeah, you're like, well, I might as well get the Indian corn now. Because it's really cheap, and I've already spent,
That's so funny. Anyway. I haven't bought any of that yet. I'm behind the times, I guess.
Well, it feels the weather.
It does.
That it's finally time.
We've had
our Indian summer moments, but it's definitely.
In fact, I may need to be bringing all my plants in soon, because we might get a cold snap tomorrow night. I'm not sure, but.
Which is why we wanted to talk. Soup, stew, and burgoo.
That's right.
So it's time for some cold weather cooking. And we thought this would be a fun topic to share, because there's definitely some southernness in these foods.
That's right.
And so let's just dive in. Let's start with the
with
stew
some of the stews?
And burgoo group.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I want to start with burgoo, because that one is kind of native to Kentucky.
Yeah.
I wanted to just, you know, kind of give different comments about where these came from, what is typically in them, but they're all of these are stew.
Yeah.
So burgoo is, I always thought mutton was the meat that was in that, which is mutton is like a lamb that's over 2 years old. So there's lamb is usually real young and tender. Mutton is older and little.
Tougher.
Not as a little tougher.
Okay.
Yeah. And less expensive than the lamb meat. But actually, burgoo can have many things in it.
Okay.
Often chicken is in burgoo, lots of vegetables and mutton. So, but it can have many things in it.
Yeah.
And one of the things I wanted to say actually about all of the stews I'll mention is they often, as with many recipes in the South, used what they had.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes that, as far as meat, included game or
Yeah.
Things that I've never eaten.
Well, that feel wild.
And don't really want to eat. But I don't want to have it. I don't want to turn my nose up in a snobby way because we don't know what they had access to.
Yeah. And it was more surviving.
That's sorts right.
of times. And I don't even know if they knew.
There was no Whole Foods when these
you know,
dishes
know,
were.
I don't know if they knew squirrel was gross because I don't know if they knew any different.
That's right.
Maybe they did. They were like, didn't enjoy the texture.
Or... But you just named. I mean, it could include squirrel, mm-hmm. possum, raccoon, game birds, like whatever yeah. they could get.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we both just kind of curled our nose and I said I wanted to not do that. But yeah. that is a very real thing in these recipes is it often included things like that in yeah. the stew because that's what the meat that they had.
Yeah.
But now I think you mostly would see if you were in a restaurant, which many restaurants in Kentucky will have burgoo.
Yes.
In fact, don't they even have it at Keeneland?
They do.
Yeah.
That was actually some... I don't think I ordered it, but I was very close to ordering it. I think it was too hot that day.
Yes, it was warmer, so you didn't get it. But, you know, that is something you will see on menus
yeah.
fairly often, especially in autumn months in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But it's a thick stew. In fact, it includes a lot of vegetables, and sometimes the starchiness of vegetables will make it thick. Mm. More than a soup.
Yeah.
Than just a normal soup. So anyhow, vegetable-wise, you might see, gosh, there's so many different things. Cabbage, tomatoes, lima beans, corn, okra, potatoes. And so yeah. the starchiness from that will
yeah.
thicken it up. But yeah, nowadays, even the spices and the meat that's included is kind of specific to different restaurants and
yeah.
different places.
Yeah.
So, one place might have more of a gamey flavor from using
mm-hmm.
their particular meat. Somebody else might have more of a spicy version because they're using lots of, you know, spices and
yeah.
So anyway, but you could even see pork, beef, but often it's chicken and mutton.
Okay,
in a burgoo. So.
Would it be served with bread, or is it starchy
enough?
Thank you
for saying that. I should have said, often cornbread or
cornbread.
Corn muffins
okay.
is what you're going to say,
okay.
bread-wise, which
okay.
goes so well.
Well, in
with
general,
stews.
Soups, stews, you need a bread or a cracker.
Yeah, or a cornbread.
Or yes. cornbread, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So yummy. Similar to the burgoo, but different, is Brunswick stew.
All right.
So now Brunswick stew... is more tomato based.
Yes.
Often has beans, vegetables, also often has game meat such
yes.
as squirrel or rabbit. But today it's more often that you would see chicken.
Yeah.
In a Brunswick
yeah.
stew. It is controversial as to where this first started.
Yeah, I just read that it's unknown.
Okay. Well, there's different places that claim it. Georgia and North Carolina and Virginia all
okay.
say that they are
okay.
the birthplace. Now, there is a Brunswick County in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And there is a Brunswick, Georgia.
Great.
So that doesn't really help us either. So I'm not sure where it came from. But
it's southern.
It's definitely southern. And you see other stews similar to this in other countries, England, Germany.
Yes.
You're going to see things similar.
Yes.
But yeah, these often will have similar, you know, different uses of spices.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't say this about burgoo, but this is actually true for all of the stews I want to mention. They're often used for group gatherings, just like I think of chili. You know,
yes.
you often will have, hey, we're having a chili cook-off or a chili gathering.
Yes.
In fact, our church is doing one.
This weekend. Yeah.
But yeah, same thing for these. You'll often see a fundraiser where the food is Brunswick stew or burgoo or something like that.
Well, soups and stews can feed a large crowd on a small budget, for
yeah.
sure. And they're hearty.
So just like in our fish fry episode we talked
yeah.
about, that was common in a social gathering or a fundraiser. Same for these. They make for great meals for many.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there's anything else I need to say about Brunswick stew.
Like,
but
just even like the popularity of beef stew in more of the Midwest comes from this, don't you think? Because, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's very similar. Beef being, you know, pretty inexpensive to if you get just like...
The chunk.
The front,
not like a
shoulder. Yeah. You know, like, you don't have to get like...
Fine cut.
But, or the chuck, I guess is how it's kind of labeled sometimes. But I feel like it's very much a sister stew.
Yeah. And like we're saying, you can use what you have in a lot of these. So if you have a lot of okra, great. Yours is going to be heavy on okra. If you have a lot of lima beans or butter beans, you know, throw those in. Yeah. So whatever you have a lot of, you can put in some stews like this and make it go a long way.
That's so good. I feel like when you approach soup season, there are some pantry staples that would be good to have on
hand.
I'm thinking olive oil, lemon, broth, of course, whether you want to do chicken or vegetable.
Or even beef.
In stocks, beef stocks.
I love to keep those on hand.
Garlic cloves. I already said olive oil. Thyme. Is in a lot of
soups. It sure is.
So really
rosemary
good flavor
is a good
enhancer.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Enhancer.
So I know some of those are fresh ingredients, but those are some, like, if you've got those,
you can come up with some kind of
bunch
soup.
Of different directions.
Yeah. If you're one that leans towards creamy soups, you might need to keep on hand some kind of cream or,
or a half and half.
Something like that to make it creamy. But
yeah.
One more stew.
Oh, go ahead.
That I wanted to mention. That's more traditional in North Carolina, or maybe upstate South Carolina and Georgia.
Okay,
it's called chicken mole. Have you ever heard of chicken mole?
Not familiar with
this. So it's just a stew again.
Okay.
Obviously, chicken is your meat ingredient.
Yes.
And I didn't know this, but I thought it was cool. In northern Georgia. The autumn and winter months is called mole season.
And you're saying mole, it's
M-U-L-L, mole season.
Okay.
So I guess that's where the name got deemed chicken mole, because they were making a stew at that time of year with chicken. It, like all of these, can kind of vary with region or even person to person or restaurant to restaurant. But... it's usually made with boneless, skinless chicken breast, not just the whole chicken. It's usually more white meat chicken. It's thickened with milk or cream, sometimes even evaporated milk. Mm. So if you were wanting to keep it on hand,
ooh,
you
evaporated
go
milk.
Evaporate
it's a and good keep it idea.
In the pantry.
Yeah.
This one is often served with just crackers, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I still think it would be good with cornbread. But anyway... also often, people will use hot sauce in this one.
Okay.
Which if you're having it with saltines, that probably would
go
well
sense.
Together.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it's a similar stew that has, you know, whatever you got to put in it, but is more chicken based. And again, you're going to see it often at big gatherings of people.
Yeah.
But I thought this was cool. It says bowls of mole are sometimes complemented with coleslaw, rice, or grilled cheese sandwiches. And I did think grilled cheese sandwich just goes great with any kind
everything.
Of soup.
Yes. I said everything. I meant all of these types of
anything liquidy.
Soups and stews.
But stews are so hearty, you know?
Yeah.
There's some soups where I feel like I need something
That's
with
true.
It. With stew, I don't really think.
That's
you even
true.
Need a full-blown sandwich.
Yeah.
You just kind of need some kind of bread.
Yeah, like a tomato soup, for sure. You got to have something else
I
with
need
that.
A grilled cheese with that.
Yeah.
But with a hearty stew,
yeah,
I'm probably okay just with some kind of yummy bread.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are all...
Chicken mole. I want to try that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like... Because I do like chicken. I'm making chicken tortilla soup even... tonight.
Oh, so good. You know what I love about chicken tortilla soup, same as chili, is I love texture in my food. So you can put the little tortilla strips.
That's what I love about
sour cream or cheese and have like a nice little
yeah. If you've yeah
nice
if you're
textures.
Gonna do chicken tortilla soup, please have some avocado and some shredded cheese and some tortillas you can cut up and fry up. And,
that's right. In fact, if you're one that doesn't even cook much, that's a great one. You can buy an already prepared, I'm not saying it's as good as a homemade, but an already prepared chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah, that's true.
And have all the toppings to make it look like you've slaved in the kitchen.
Oh, like if you're serving it to other people.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Maybe add a few little spices so it looks like you really did it. I don't know.
Throw some spice spillage around your cutting board
so it looks like you just did it.
Cut it. That's amazing. Well, when I think of the South and soups, thank you for the stew overview. That was awesome.
That was quick, but just three.
No, that was perfect.
Regionals that are yummy.
I think of beans, which you mentioned.
For sure.
Beans and a lot of those. Beans, we love our beans in the South. We love all kinds of beans.
For some chilies.
They're cheap.
Yep.
And they've been around.
And, I mean, some people soak their beans and do all that, but I right now probably have 4 to 5 cans of beans that I could come up with a chili tonight if I had to.
Yeah, I love that.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's my favorite recipe, but
she snaps her fingers.
I could come do up a with chili a chili tonight.
Tonight. That's amazing. So navy bean soup. That would be definitely in the soup category. Navy beans are white. They're not navy. Maybe that's obvious to people. But that's an American term that was coined by the U.S. Navy that served beans as a staple to the sailors since the mid-1800s. So that's why they're called navy
beans. That's interesting. I didn't know why they were called that.
That's a good one. Navy bean soup is a good one this time of year as well, because especially if it's like post a holiday where you've served ham.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the leftover
ham
bone, and that goes well right in there. Yeah. Or you can buy a ham bone from the butcher. Mm-hmm. You have? Mm-hmm. Was it pretty cheap?
Oh, yeah.
It should be. I mean, it's just that.
But sometimes it has a little of the meat still on there, which is great when you're throwing it in, because you want some of that to kind of
fall off. And, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, keeping with the bean family, have you heard of 15 bean soup?
No.
Okay. Well, you don't need to separately buy 15 different kinds of beans.
Okay, so good, because I'm out.
We're like, pause, I'm out. No. Hang with
me. Does it come in a bag?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it. I just haven't made this.
Like, you can buy the bean soup mix. It's dried beans. I mean,
with some spice in there already.
Look for it, in the dried bean section of the grocery store. But the beans would consist of like pinto, large lima, great northern, yellow eye, garbanzo, baby lima, green split, kidney, cranberry, small white, pink, small red, yellow split, lentil, navy, white kidney, and black beans.
Nice.
So again, very much doable. Once, you know, if you've got, can keep this on hand, this could be a hearty soup, because that's a lot of bean power right there. I even found the Hearst beans, which is a brand that I've seen at grocery stores around here, at least. They have a slow cooker recipe for their 15 bean soups.
Very cool. That.
And that is also good with ham bone.
Well, too. So, okay. One thing I didn't say about ham bone is, yes, you can get one from your butcher.
Yeah.
But you can also get them where it's like preserved.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's smoked or what, but it's like sealed
in
a little thing where it's not in the refrigerated, but it is in the meat section.
Okay.
And it does have a date on it. I mean, it's saying
preserved
that it's
a little better.
Yeah. And so it'll at least stay for a few months. Yeah. So if you wanted to buy that bag of 15 bean and buy something like that, you don't have to necessarily cook it this week.
That's smart. Yeah.
You just, you know, or you could, but if you wanted to just have it on hand for whenever you don't feel like doing too much and you want to put it in the slow cooker, that can be a good way to buy your ham hock or whatever.
That's a good call. And then, have you heard of broke bean soup?
I feel like I've heard of that, but I've never had it.
It's red kidney beans, black beans, white beans, and it has tomato and spinach too. So it's really low calorie, actually.
Okay.
Like, I guess when I was looking up this one, I guess The Biggest Loser, you know, that TV show, I guess they did something with this because there was like all these mentions of The Biggest Losers.
How
broke
funny.
Bean soup. Yeah.
That must be something that they hound on their people that are losing.
Yeah. So beans, I had to mention a whole bean category, and then you got to mention potato soup. I mean, that's just a staple, but I think it's funny now that people are, I feel like they're trying to like elevate the potato soup. Like now it's loaded baked potato soup.
Oh yeah. That's true. Well, you know, one thing I found on when I went on my trip to Ireland, which a lot of our Southern recipes come from a lot of the settlers that came from Scotland, Ireland, all that, is they make a lot of creamy soups that taste similar to a potato soup, but different, where it's like parsnips or some other root vegetable. So same time of year. And again, they were a people that used what they had.
Yeah.
So if you're one that gets like a crop share, you know, if you're somebody that gets a basket and sometimes there's things in there and you don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Things like parsnips can make great soups.
Brilliant.
Just puree.
Yeah.
Cook and puree that. And it's kind of similar texture to a potato soup.
Okay. That's funny. You mentioned puree. We've all heard this before, but I just want to remind everyone, read a recipe all the way through before you start it. I can't tell you how many soup recipes I have gone into and didn't do that. And it gets to a step where I have to puree.
And you're like,
and I'm a little frustrated. Uh-huh. I didn't plan to get the ninja out. Uh-huh. And I didn't plan to dirty up that many dishes.
Yeah.
Because it's soup night. So you feel like you're dumping a bunch of stuff in
a pot and letting it kind of simmer.
Yeah. So anyway, just.
That's a good point.
Side note there. Because there are a lot of soup recipes that want you that to want do you to that puree. Step. Yeah.
And I love the texture of a pureed soup.
Oh,
it
helps
so
much.
It is messing the kitchen up way
more. It is. Okay, so yeah. So I actually have, you know, I like simple things. And I like things that can be done while you're multitasking.
Yes.
So the crock
pot's been my friend. Well, you have a 3-year-old, so.
So that brand, Orida, I think that's how you say it. They have a slow cooker loaded potato soup. So you're just dumping in their frozen potatoes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're cutting down on peeling potatoes, too.
There's a brand called Bear Creek. Have you ever bought their soups? Like, they have a great tortilla.
They are good brands.
So mention that brand for the ones that don't really love cooking, too. Because it comes in a bag. It's in the soup section, but it comes in a bag dry ingredients. And then you're adding, you know, water or milk or whatever. So.
Yeah. Soups, I've covered beans, potato. I mean, I feel like I have to mention gumbo, but I'm not going to go into extreme detail.
I know. I was thinking when I was
doing my stews,
is do you do gumbo and etouffee?
Yeah.
And again, New Orleans needs its own category.
I wanted to give a nod to their presence, but I also wanted to say that's a whole episode on its own.
Yeah.
So.
Jambalaya, also kind of a stew in a sense.
Yeah.
So much
gumbo,
good food down
etouffee,
there.
You have been recognized at the party, but you get your own night of honor.
Chili con carne.
That's right.
That's kind of a Texas regional thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these are
Well, and
same
so
idea.
You mentioned chili. I mean, I'm sure everybody listening right now has their own chili
that they love.
So
you loved my new one I added in. I think we put that in the show
white
notes.
Chicken chili.
So good.
See, I like chicken a lot. I like chicken in soups. Speaking of chicken, I'll mention, I think I've just got one more, chicken and dumplings.
Oh my gosh. So Southern. And I didn't include that because I was on the
You were on the stew committee for this podcast, but chicken and dumplings, that's just a soup that consists of chicken and cooked water, with the resulting chicken broth being used to cook the dumplings by boiling.
It could almost be its own category, though, because there's all different ways people do their dumplings.
Well, that's true. But a dumpling in this context is
dropping
biscuit dough.
Like,
which is like your flour shortening, whatever, and some liquid.
And dropping that.
Dropping that in.
Yeah, usually it's dropped in there.
Yeah.
Our great-grandmother made that really well.
Yeah.
Now, it's not my favorite, personally, but I know that everyone loved her chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I meant to mention when I was talking about beans, this is the way we do it in the South. Those sound vegetarian. how funny that we add ham into it. Like, it sounds, it's like when you order green beans at Cracker Barrel and you're like, there are bacon bits. Like,
there's little
so much cooked bacon in my green beans.
Yeah.
I remember that once when I was trying to just eat a vegetable plate.
Yes.
And I was like,
hard to do.
Wow.
In the South.
Yeah.
We include piggy parts in everything.
But so to do a vegetable soup in the South, or vegetarian soup in the South, you would actually have to do a vegetable soup. That's the only one I could think of that doesn't contain meat.
Hilarious.
You know? So, I mean, you're going to have to pick the ones you like, carrots, celery, or beans, tomatoes, etc. But last one I'll mention, because it is a vegetable, stuffed cabbage soup. You mentioned cabbage in some of your stews.
Oh, well.
So this is, again, back to me. It sounds like it's just
a nice vegetarian.
No, it has ground beef in it. Yes. As well as your chopped green cabbage and tomato sauce. It has rice in it. And I always love rice, or like orzo pasta.
In
or like
soups.
Something, yeah, something that's like
small,
unpredictable,
but yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
in a soup. So stuffed cabbage soup is also popular in the South. So.
Well, that, there's lots of low-cal soups that have cabbage in it, but that's up in the ante when you start putting the ground beef in there.
Well, as far as the this one has 3 tablespoons of brown sugar.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Very flavorful, not so low-cal.
Right.
Well,
so
I'm hungry. I wish I had some chicken mull to try, because that's one I've never had.
That might be my next one.
I have never had that.
Do you have a good recipe for that?
I saw some.
Okay.
But didn't you print one out per se.
Yeah.
But I did see some where I was like, oh, that looks interesting. And that one sometimes has rice in it. So
yeah,
that might be a good one for you to look up and try.
I know. I'll have to do that. Well, I do want to mention that our t-shirts are in, and they could not be cuter. So
I can't wait to see it.
If you're
I haven't seen
in
it yet.
The Patreon community and you joined us right when we launched, I've probably already reached out to you to get your size. But if you don't know what I'm talking about and you are interested in how you can get this precious little Peace Be With Y'all t-shirt, I'm going to invite you to go to patreon.com/steelmagnolias, and you can see different ways you can financially support us. Everything from $5 to $20.
Perfect.
Per month.
Yes.
And you get extra perks.
That's
so you
right.
can get a bonus episode every month from us. You get behind the scenes content. You get you know, those that stick with us for several months, you get a Southern swag bag that we're already working on.
All kinds of fun things.
So, you know.
Sometimes we don't even know what's coming and we're like, oh, our Patreons would love this.
Exactly. So if that sounds intriguing to you, definitely go check that page out and just know that that is a place that we so, so value those that have come forth and already put their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
That's right.
And so, yeah, I want you to check that out. And then, of course, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram. We do lots of giveaways and things there as well. So,
and I'll even just add, do the little 5-star review if you're enjoying this, and or that's a rating,
that's
and then leave a review.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm still getting my verbiage right.
That's like super, super good to do on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Super, super good.
Well,
that's
really,
not really a good
yeah.
superlative to get that. Super, super good. It helps a lot.
Totally awesome, y'all.
I don't know how I turned Valley Girl at the end. But anyway, yeah, if you especially are an Apple Podcast listener, it would greatly be appreciated if you could just click those 5 stars and then like one sentence.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a paragraph. Though I read
fragments.
Them all and it's really fun to read them. I love seeing where people are from and all
yes.
of that. So,
yeah.
But one sentence is sufficient.
Yeah. So.
We appreciate y'all so much.
It's been fun. It's a good fall so far. Cannot wait to go into Thanksgiving and Christmas. We
have
some good things up our sleeve.
Lots in store. But go make a stew for your family or
for
your
real.
Friend group.
Yeah, if your neighborhood's getting together, make it a chili cook-off. If you have people coming over and you don't know what to make.
Brunswick stew it is.
Yes, exactly. All right, y'all have a good week.
Peace.
No, you go. You
Peace
do
it. Be with you, Larbeth.
And also with y'all.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.